Welcome to the Team ASE podcast. I'm your host, Tony Mala. And in the next 10 minutes or so, we're going to be sharing some information, insight, and inspiration on a variety of topics for individuals already working or thinking about a career in the automotive industry. But there's a lot more to ASE than you may be aware of, and we'll explore the many facets of Team ASE in future episodes. The Team ASE podcast is brought to you by ASE, the National Institute for Automotive Service Excellence. ASE is perhaps best known as the organization that provides certification credentials for automotive professionals. Just like ASE, the Team ASE podcast offers something for automotive professionals everywhere. Join us as we explore what's now, what's new, and what's next in the automotive service industry. It's a journey that won't just help you make a living, it'll help you make a difference. It takes a team to build the future. Welcome to Team ASE. Hi, I'm talking today with Dave Johnson and Donna Wagner. Dave is the incoming president and CEO of ASE and is succeeding Tim Zilke, ASE's current CEO, who has announced his retirement at the end of the year. Donna is succeeding Trish Serator, senior vice president of ASE, who is also retiring at the end of the year. We'll be talking with Tim and Trish in a future podcast, but we thought we'd begin our first Team ASE podcast with a look ahead at what's next and give everyone a chance to meet Dave and Donna and let them introduce themselves. Dave, welcome to the podcast, and let's start with you. Tell us a little about yourself.
Well, thanks, Tony. It's great to be here. There's a lot of history, and some of it's good, I think. Just to give you a little flavor for Dave Johnson, I'm originally come from northern Wyoming, middle of nowhere, like as I like to say it, up by Cody. Farming, ranching, and trucking background. As time evolved, ended up in Ogden, Utah, going to Weber State University, where I graduated as a mechanical engineering technology graduate there. And then moved on to Ford Motor Company, which was not my plan. My plan to stay in the West, but the universe had other plans for me. And so I thought I'd go there for a couple of years and work, and then I'd go back west. But here we are 32 years later. I finally retired last fall from Ford as their executive over all dealer technical support. We call it service engineering operations. It had everything to do with supporting dealers from workshop manuals to training to warranty to recalls to field support, you name it. We did it, which was a great run. Loved it. And then after taking that retirement, well, it was short, and then this opportunity came up, and I'm just happy to be here and some huge shoes to fill, and I'm great to be partnered with Donna and with everybody else on the team as we move forward.
And Donna, you're a well-known name within the industry with an interesting background as well. Tell us a little about your work history.
Well, it's interesting. Like Dave, I wasn't planning on being an automotive, but it found me, and I found it to be a great career. So I started life with the Car Care Council and moved up through the ranks there. And that's really where I got my feet wet in automotive and got to know the people. And that's what kept me here. And so I followed that up with some sales, marketing, and category management roles, sales roles with parts manufacturers, which led me to be the professor and department chair for the Automotive Aftermarket Management Program at Northwood University.
Wow.
So that was a great role. So I thought education would be my retirement job. And it turned into a piece of my career, which I greatly enjoyed. And I walked out of there with this huge knowledge about the industry. And the one thing that was really common through all the folks that came through my classroom from industry was that many of them started their life as an automotive technician. And so while I had learned about all these great career opportunities through my time in the industry, I was really seeing what those career paths were. And so one of the things I've been passionate about is bringing people into the industry because they can have a really good career. Doesn't matter what path they take. Within automotive, there's something there for them. And so it's been really fun working for the ASE Education Foundation, because I get to extend and do more of that type of work with their staff and working with the schools and the businesses that are bringing these young people up. And now on the ASE side of the house, I get to continue that work. So I'm excited to be part of ASE. I had a long affiliation with ASE, but now thrilled to be part of it.
ASE is one of the most amazing success stories in the industry, a collaboration of both OEM and aftermarket groups. Their board of directors is very diverse, and the reach across the industry is also diverse, being mechanical, collision, and even medium and heavy truck. And Dave, you actually have quite the broad background in that. I believe you had something to do with the introduction of the aluminum Ford F-body, right?
Oh, you heard about that. Yes, Ford launched its first high-volume aluminum-intensive vehicle back in 2015, and that was several years before that that we started the planning for that. And I was privileged to be part of that team and to lead the team that put that together for us and working with the industry, trying to keep the cost down from an insurance perspective and yet deliver a vehicle that people could fix. And there were some questions about whether we could do it, and we did it. And it worked out wonderfully well. And for me, that was a great builder on, you know, I had sanded cars and done, I'll say, grunt work in a family body shop when I was younger, one of my many jobs in college. And I was able to bring all that to bear along with everything I'd learned along the way as we worked together with insurance and everybody else to come up with a repair strategy that worked for the industry.
Well, the ASE board did a tremendous job, at least in my humble opinion, in choosing individuals who actually have a connection with the technicians, regardless of what we're talking about. Dave, in your capacity, is providing the information they need. And Donna, you through the Car Care Council. I think you and I met back in the day when you were first working for the Car Care Council. And ASE has been growing over the years. And Dave, you're stepping into a situation of tremendous change as well with the move towards electrification. There's a lot on the horizon. Any thoughts on where you'd like to see the organization go?
Oh, boy. Yeah, and it's exciting times, as it always is, right? As I look forward, electrification, it's not going to go away. And coming from that OE side, we thought, well, there's time for this, right? Because many of these vehicles will be under warranty for a long time. But now that I'm here, and as I'm talking, in fact, as we're here at the education conference, I'm learning that we need more help now with that. And I know there's some things coming from ASE in the very short future to help with that in terms of having those standards and the testing to go with it. So I want to see more of that. And it's not even a want. We have to. We have to just to keep up with everything that's going on. And there will be more to come. So I'm just looking forward to that journey of laying out what is that strategy? How do we want to attack it from an industry perspective? And just like you said, there's a unique place that ASE resides. And this is part of what attracted me to this, to see this across the industry, truly OEs, aftermarket, educators, all holding hands on trying to accomplish the same goal. And I'm just looking forward to moving that forward.
Well, as I say, it takes a team to build the future, and Team ASE is one of them. Donna, as you step into the industry relations role, I guess you're going to be spending more time out on the road, meeting a lot of old friends at this point, right?
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to that.
Uh-huh.
And making new friends. It's, I think one of the things that I'd like to think I've done well throughout the industry and throughout my career is I like to get to know folks and to get to know their company and what is it we can do better. And let's find a way to make things better and easier and elevate the technician in our industry because everything starts with them. So yeah, very much looking forward to the next few years and seeing what we can do.
Dave, you touched on something too that's very true. The challenges of associations and organizations like ASE, who serve the technicians across many industries, again, truck, you know, collision and mechanical. With all the challenges we have coming forward, I guess the pace of evolution has to increase. Is that how you see it?
I do. And let's just lean into the technicians again for a moment. As you've seen what's happened over the past few years and has become, I'll say, become obvious from the pandemic, even though it was there before, is this shortage of technicians in our industry. A very rewarding industry, a rewarding career, and we're all behind the curve. And so to me, anything that we can do, and it truly starts with the consumer. That's where ASE started, right? It was a consumer issue that launched this ship. And that's still where it is. And to me, there's a real altruistic objective that we have that doesn't go away. And right next to that is those that enable us to provide that quality service that the customers deserve, which is those technicians. And then recognizing that those technicians are important. It's an important role. It is a role that requires more and more capability and skill than ever before. And that's not going away. And so I think that's the urgency in my mind is how do we help consumers connect to ASE and to what we're doing in terms of wanting to have that level of service and having that kind of capable person working on their vehicle because it's so important. then the businesses that provide that service, knowing that they want to satisfy those customers, and then having the technicians and rewarding the technicians that actually do that work.
You know, when it comes to rewarding technicians, one of the speakers at the conference here said one of the key things we need to do is celebrate. And for years now, ASE has had the largest technician recognition in the industry. Last year, I think it was 52 technicians that were honored. And you officially start January 1?
Yes.
And I assume you'll be at the technician recognition this year.
Oh, I will. And I was previously on the Board of Governors, so I got to witness that. And I have to tell you, for me, it's an emotional experience. Because of that recognition, you see some amazing individuals who work behind the scenes, if you will, that aren't fully recognized by the customers that they serve, because the customer just knows they want their car fixed and they want it fixed well. And they know that this technician fixes it well. And so they respect that. But, you know, not everybody fully understands what that means. And to see those folks recognized from all walks of life, you know, genders, races, whatever, it's a humbling experience. And to see them get rewarded, to see the gratitude they have for that recognition for their families and all that's brought them there, there needs to be more of that, right? And looking forward to doing more of that.
Well, ASE has certainly raised a level of professionalism since 1972 when it was founded. It continues to evolve in the directions we had just discussed. And from where I'm sitting, it looks like it's going to get even better going ahead. So we'll have to touch base from time to time to kind of keep everybody up to speed on where we are and where we're going. So I hope I'll have the opportunity to speak with both of you again. But for now, thank you so much for your time. Dave, I really appreciate it. Donna, thanks again.
Thank you.
And we'll look forward to talking with you next time.
Thanks, Tony. It's been great.
Take care. I hope you enjoyed today's Team ASE podcast. For more information on how ASE can help you grow as an automotive professional, visit the website at www.ase.com. You'll find information on the latest developments in ASE certification, how the ASE Education Foundation is working with career and technology educators to prepare the next generation of automotive professionals, and much, much more. I'm Tony Mala, and thanks for listening.